It's Not Me, It's You, written and read by John Richardson. Prologue. Perfectionism is the enemy of creation, as extreme self-solitude is the enemy of well-being. John Updike. My name is John Richardson. I am an extreme perfectionist and I live on my own in the Wiltshire town of Swindon. I make my living as a stand-up comedian, travelling the country and talking about my life with what I intend to be hilarious consequences. In February 2010, I was asked by the Guardian newspaper's weekend supplement to write an article on romance for their Valentine's Day special. I wrote the only article I felt able to write, namely my thoughts on the other side of the dating coin, from the point of view of someone who is not in a relationship, has not been in one for some time, and feels more than a little trepidation at the thought of ever being in another one. Here is what I wrote. Not looking for Miss Immaculate Perfection with a GSOH. My last girlfriend was a loser, literally. A wonderful and beautiful person, but prone to losing things. Keys, money, credit cards, mobile phones. Each time she lost something, she would get upset, and she would come to me for help and reassurance. I, on the other hand, am a keeper. Not in the American sense that women throw themselves at me, rather that if you were to ask me to lay my hands on a receipt for a pair of shoes I bought in 1997, I would be angry if it took me more than 90 seconds to locate it. Over to the filing cabinet I would stroll, R for receipts, S for shoes, and work through chronologically. Had our relationship taken place in a sitcom, this juxtaposition would have led to hilarious consequences, as we laughed and joked about what a couple of cards we were and what kind of mixed-up world could ever have brought us together. Instead, we argued frequently over what she saw as something she was powerless to change, and I saw as a correctable weakness in her character. In general, I would say I find it difficult to accept other people's shortcomings. I'm not an unfair person, but I do think more effort is the solution to most problems. Not losing things is simply a matter of trying harder to remember where you put them, is it not? Popular music is no help here. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. That's how you not-uh-oh. Nonsense, Christina Aguilera, I say. If you love it, file it away under Things I Love. If it's required at a later date, you'll know exactly where it is.